These hoes, they like niggas that spend money, not talk about it. You ain't gonna get the money, what you gonna do? Hey, 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 I graduated from the streets. No diploma, no diploma. I made a million on that counter. I mixed that ego with bacon soda.
Yo, what's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as TN, that nigga, all up in your mouth. Glad to have everybody tuning into today's show. We're going to chop up some real good game on today's show, and I'm going to have people call in. We're going to take some of your calls, some of your questions. The phone number is 818-850-5404. And on today's show, we're going to chop up some game. We're going to talk about 10 ways to tell if a woman is not going to let you hit it. So the game is going to be real heavy, and we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And when I mean quick, I mean very quick. And we'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Yo, you're checking out the brand new single by the homie T-Shock, and this one is called Gold Bars. And you can get this single right now at SoundCloud, you can get it at Pandora, and you can get it at TShockTheWorld.com. Now, you heard of T-Shock in the hit movie The Eugenist. His songs were playing throughout the whole movie, so my man brings that heat. So don't forget, order your copy of Gold Bars right now at TShockTheWorld.com.
Homeboy, stop it. It's a 1,000-pound gorilla, no, you cannot get. No, and I'm plugged into your girl, that's straight socket.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. And I'm making a do what it do. Don't forget, people, this Sunday on Ustream, we're going to show a brand new trailer for Hidden Colors 3. You guys are going to see it exclusively this Sunday on Ustream. The first full-out Hidden Colors 3 trailer this Sunday. Let everybody know that it's going to be this Sunday on my live Ustream show. And we do my live Ustream show from Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 10 p.m. East Coast time. So be sure to tune in, and you can tune in at TariqRadio.com. If you go to Tariq Radio, T-A-R-I-Q Radio, there's a link at the top of the page that you can hear, where you can hear the live Ustream show. So you don't want to miss that. And Hidden Colors 3 will be in theaters at the end of June. We were going to have it in June 6th, but we're going to give it more time to promote. We're going to do a lot of promotions in June, so it's going to be released probably around June 26th. So at the end of June. So you guys stay tuned for that, and it's a doozy. It's a hot one. Hidden Colors 3 is the business. It's going to be in select theaters around the country, and you guys don't want to miss that. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors 1 and 2 right now if you haven't seen it already. If you've been living under a rock, get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And don't forget my lecture. I got a brand new lecture right now that's a downloadable pay-per-view called Are We in a Post-Racial America? That's at TariqRadio.com. Now let's see who we got on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling in. Let me see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up with it, Tariq? It's your boy, Big Dan.
What's up, Dan? How you doing? Where you calling from?
Oh, man, I'm calling from the Bay, man. What's going on with
hey,
you?
What's up? Hey, you know, we're going to have Hidden Colors 3 at a movie theater out there in Oakland, so you definitely got to check that out.
Hell yeah, man. I've been trying to get in contact with you, see when you was going to come out to the Bay, man. You don't never come out here.
I know. I got to get out there and chop up game with the family. But what's on your mind today, player?
Okay, I had a question, Tariq. I'm a sociology major, man, and I really think it's important, you know, to get the black community aware of what's really going on, and not just get them aware, but show them, you know, things they can do to make us work together more and us work better. And I really wanted to know what you thought I could do with a sociology degree to make things better for the black community.
Well, what you really need, man, you need to hook up with black folks who are willing to get up and do something. Because that's the important thing, because making people aware is one thing, but getting people who will actually make a change, that's another thing. And you need to get on a grassroots level and just organize that way and just reach out and have events where you can chop up game with people who want to come up with solutions. Because right now we got to be solution-based, figuring out what are we going to do, what kind of infrastructure we're going to build, what type of businesses are we going to build. See, my thing is media for the black community. Like the Hidden Colors thing, that's really the only international black media we have that's independent, that we can get out messages to a worldwide audience that's totally independent. That's one of my jobs. So we need other people who can do their part to reach people on a grassroots level. So we need to start building stuff and not just relying on the information. You feel me?
I feel you on that, Tariq, because there's a lot of niggas out here. That's what they do. They get the information, but they don't really do nothing with it. And I don't want to be one of them niggas, man. I'm really thinking about dedicating my career to this because, I mean, why not? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But I got a daughter, man, and I know her future might be different. If it's something I can change about that, then I'm willing to get down to do it, man.
No doubt. Much respect, man. But thanks for the call, fam.
All right, Tariq. Be cool, man.
No doubt. Let's see who else we got on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, what's going on? Who's calling?
Wow, man, I got the room, man. That's what's up.
Yes, indeed.
This is DJ Cadillac Kid out of Pennsylvania, man. What's going on, Flex?
What's up, DJ Cadillac Kid? What part of PA you in?
I'm in Easton, man. I'm in Larry Holmes' town, man.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, Hidden Colors 3 is going to be in theaters in Philly, too, so you got to go check that out there.
Brother, I'm going to get down there, man. Real talk, man. First, two things real quick, because I know you've flown and all that stuff like that. Two things real quick. Bless you for your game, brother.
No doubt.
Your game, your show is like my conscience.
Yes, indeed.
You get what I'm saying? Like, your show keep brothers from just doing dumb shit. When you about to do some dumb shit, I can hear your voice in my head. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
No doubt.
No bullshit. It's like, man, don't do that shit. Drop that hoe and all that
exactly.
shit. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, brother. After you get off of all this Donald Sterling shit, when you going to address Fly Young Red shit?
The who?
That Fly Young Red shit. You ain't seen that video, man?
Uh-oh, what's that?
That pop, that boy, throw that boy pussy?
Oh, that shit. Okay, that, I ain't really got nothing to say about that. That's just a gay booty shaking video. It is what it
That's
is.
That's some moist.
Ain't even moist. That's just, you know, that's straight up gay. So if that's what they want to do, then they chose a lifestyle. So I ain't even mad at them on that. I get on moist dudes who try to be straight and say that they're straight and try to get at women, but they're wearing like halter tops. That shit is something that I get on. But if some dudes are just straight out saying, hey, I like boy booty and I like dudes twerking, I'm like, hey, cool. At least this dude is honest and I can respect their honesty. You feel me?
Okay, brother.
No doubt.
I'm not going to hold you up. Bless you. Bless your endeavors. Bless Hidden Colors. Bless Tariq Nasheed. Bless the whole game.
Yes, thank you,
brother. God bless you.
Much respect, fam. Yeah, a lot of stuff, man. Like, if it's just something like gay or whatever, I ain't got a problem with it because at least they're being honest. My thing is when dudes do some stuff and it looks real low-key and suspect and they're not being honest about it, that's when it has to be a little light has to be shown on it. But yeah, that video, I know what he's talking about. I saw like 2 seconds of that. I was like, I'm cool. I'm good. They're expressing themselves. They are expressing themselves, and I'm cool. What's going on? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Randall from Pensacola, man. What's up?
What's up, Randall? How you doing, fam?
I'm great, man.
What's on your mind, Randall?
I got some advice. See, I need some advice on like investing, man.
Investing? What do you want to invest in?
I'm hoping to get involved in real estate.
Right. Well, you can talk to some real estate cats out there. Talk to some real estate attorneys, too. Somebody who can have your back legal-wise. And there's a lot of things you can do as far as real estate. I mean, you can get know, commercial buildings. You can buy land, plots of land. You can buy parking lots. So I would say chop up game with some real estate attorneys out there in your area who knows that market better than I would know it. I don't know that market too much, but there's some people out there who are very well versed on that.
Do you have any, any knowledge of any type of books you think I should pick up and read in real estate investing?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. You go to there's a whole section on real estate for dummies. There's a million of them, so you can check those out. But again, talk to some people in your market, too, who's already in it, because different markets are, like California, the market out here is totally different than it is, say, in Atlanta. So, definitely chop up with game with people in your area. But thanks for the call, fam. All right. People are just talking about a vast array of things, and that's cool. Got no problem with that. Just call up, let me know what's on your mind. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Chetty from Louisville.
What's up, Chetty? How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to give you a big shout-out, man, for the ism, man. The ism that you relate to the brothers out here, man. I remember you saying in the past that it's much easier for people to call out individual racists than it is to attack institutional racism. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the shit is crazy in the media. Like, everybody's crucifying Donald Sterling, but the black community is relatively quiet on what the Supreme Court is doing right now with affirmative action. What do you think about that, man?
Yeah, and I talked about that before. A lot of stuff. Now, people are attacking Donald Sterling really because white people are attacking Donald Sterling. Let's be very clear. It was white people. White people are really getting in Donald Sterling's ass. And the thing is, with calling out white supremacy, a lot of black people are very scared. Let's be very honest, because right now a lot of black folks are mad at this girl. She's a comedian named Leslie, Big Les, something like that. But she's a comedian who was on Saturday Night Live this Saturday.
Yeah.
She did this skit about, it wasn't even a skit, but she did a monologue, a comedic monologue about slavery and being a bed wench and having slave babies or whatever. And she's a pretty funny chick. I've seen Leslie many, many times. And a lot of black folks unjustly started criticizing her. And a lot of people were asking me what were my thoughts on her. And I have no problem with her because I don't get on that whole thing where black folks attack other black people in the media, but you give all these other people a pass. You give the Supreme Court a pass. You give the Bundys a pass. A lot of black folks were lining up defending Bundy. Don't forget, a lot of black folks were even lining up defending Donald Sterling. So I don't condone that. If we're going to go in on some racism, let's go in on it all the way and stop bullshitting and pussyfooting with it. So that's my thoughts on that, man. But thanks for the call, fam.
For sure. Peace.
Yes, indeed. That's my thing. But again, black folks will only go in on certain people if they get permission. Black people are very scary. And I've said that before. I've talked about that in the last few weeks. Black people are very scary when it comes to challenging systematic white supremacy. Cats start deflecting. Cats start making up a whole bunch of excuses. But people will pounce on a black person like it's nothing, because there's no negative repercussions from that. You're not going to get dirty looks at your job from doing that. And I think that's kind of cowardly. I'm not the kind that's just going to start bashing certain black folks for like a comedic monologue, because she was doing it in the realm of comedy. I get it. I mean, she's on Saturday Night Live. They're not going to let her really say nothing revolutionary. So again, she's on Saturday Night Live. What do y'all think that they're going to let her say on there? Now, I get in on the coons. I get on people who are regurgitating specific white supremacist rhetoric. I get on the coons like that. But as far as comedians like Leslie, I think she's getting an unfair shake. A lot of black folks are creating this fake nigga outrage because they are using their energy on her because they can't challenge systematic white supremacy. They're afraid to challenge systematic white supremacy. Let me get a couple of calls and then I'm going to get into the game. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq, man? This is Stan calling from Jersey.
What's up, Stan, from Jersey?
Yeah, I got a question, man.
Go ahead, fam.
How you holler at chicks on Facebook and shit?
How do you holler at chicks on Facebook and shit? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what you do, you find people that's in your area. That's number one. And number two, you got to remove the thirsty energy, because I can hear the thirst in your voice, fam. It's like you ain't, your whole vibe is like, I'm not trying to find a particular female. I just want to find a woman on Facebook and shit. So that type of energy, women can pick up on that. Women can tell that you're just thirsty nigga browsing. You're just browsing because you on that thirsty nigga shit. And the only females that you're going to get any kind of, well, not even play, but any kind of attention from, they might give you a hello or a hi, or like Facebook attention whores, women who just post their ass and coochie on the internet so that every nigga can give them likes. So you got to really get your mouthpiece crisp and get your intentions crisp. And if you just want to get some ass or something like that, you got to polish up your game and at least be thorough about it. At least hide the fact that that's all you want. You dig what I'm saying? Or be very honest. Or be very honest if that's all you want. You dig? But you're not doing a good job so far. I can hear it in your voice. You're not doing that good of a job. So,
after it's like, you know, if I send them a message, you know, they don't be sending me no messages back. And that shit, after a while, it kind of get, you know, kind of frustrating.
All right, what does your message say? When you send them a message, what does the message say? And be honest, what does it say?
Like, I'll be like, yo, what's up? You know? You know, I tell them, you know, I want to hook up with them and shit. You
thirsty,
know?
Thirsty ass nigga shit. I want to hook up, what's up? That's not what you say to somebody you don't know. You got to be smoother than that, bro. If you see somebody, look, this is a female who's on the internet, some thirsty, ashy nigga who hit her up. She don't know you from a can of paint. You could be a killer or whatever. You're talking about, what's up? I want to hook up. I mean, what real female is going to respond to that? You got to at least be smooth with it and say, hey, what's up? I see you in my area. I just wanted to reach out. You're in, what city you in, player?
Oh, I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Newark. Okay, look, I'm from a housing project in Newark, and I see that you don't live too far from me. My name is Whoop-de-Whoop. You got to at least be conversational with your game. You're not even conversational. It's just like 100% thirst. So you got to work on that, man. And you got to work on that thirst first. You got to work on the thirst first. Get the thirst out of your system so it won't block your game. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks for the call, fam. Hey, I got to work on a whole, I got to do a show about thirsty ass energy. So cats can work on that. I can hear the thirst in dude's voice. And women can pick up on that. You don't want to be that thirsty ass dude. And that what he talked about, I'm going to tie it in on today's show. Let me get into some game right now, because that ties into the theme of today's show. And the topic is 10 ways to tell if she's not going to let you hit it. I need y'all to get your pens and your pads so we can chop up game about this. The 10 ways that you will tell that a woman is not going to let you hit that. Because a lot of times you guys out here dealing with women, and then y'all get put into a zone, and you think that the woman might be playing a little hard to get, but there's a difference between a woman playing hard to get and a woman who's just not going to let you hit it. I mean, it's just the chances are just not there no more. And you need to know when the chances are not there so you can either move on or somehow polish up on your game. Because a lot of dudes out here think with ego, and they don't know when shit is going wrong. You think because this woman ain't really giving you no thorough rhythm that she's a challenge, and it becomes more of a challenge to you to get at her or to crack her shell, and then that makes you even thirstier and thirstier, and you're just wasting a lot of energy for nothing. So let's talk about the 10 ways to tell if a woman is not going to let you hit it. Now, number one, the first way to tell if a woman is not going to let you hit it, and I'm talking about a woman that you are just getting to know. This is what I'm talking about. A woman you just met, you've known her for a few weeks or a few months, and you're just getting to know her, and you're trying to get your foot in the door, but you're getting certain signals and certain signs from this woman. This is going to let you know that getting that ass is just not really popping, and you're going to have to switch it up. Now, number one, if the female keeps making references of you being like a brother or a relative to her, if she keeps saying stuff like, oh, you're like a brother to me, that's not a good sign, fellas. That's a way of her low-key saying that you ain't gonna hit it. I look at you like a relative. or if she's out and about and you're out with her or whatever, and she sees the dude that she really likes, and then she introduces you on some relative shit. Like, hey, good to see you, Mike. Oh, this guy right here, this is my friend Eric. He's like my play cousin. If a woman ever refers to you as a play cousin, just walk away. It ain't popping. So whenever they refer to you or treat you like a relative or keep saying that you're like a brother or a cousin, or the worst off is an uncle. They say, like, you like an uncle to me. That's like you some sugar daddy or some shit. So you don't want to get put into that category with a woman. The ass ain't popping. And that brings us to number two. Now, number two, the second way you can tell if you ain't going to really hit it is if every time you go out with a female and she brings a friend. If you go out with a female that you like, and every time y'all go out, she brings her homegirl or a number of her homegirls with her. If she brings a number of her friends, it ain't popping. It ain't popping. She's letting you know that this ain't really a date. You're just one of the girls. You an honorary girlfriend with us. I'm bringing you along with the other girls. And usually when they bring another friend on a so-called date, that's the excuse that they could use if their dude, the dude they're really fucking, if he ever finds out that she was out with you, she could say, well, I was out with Lisa, I was out with Kim, so I wasn't really out with him. There was a number of us out. So she can just pawn you off on her friend, or just pawn you off on the crowd. So when that happens, man, the chances of getting that ass are really slim. Now, number three, the third way you can tell if a woman ain't gonna really let you hit it is if you just met her and she's constantly asking you to give her stuff. Asking you to get her hair done. Asking you to get her nails done. Asking you to take her shopping to the mall. Asking you to buy her drinks. Asking you to take her to eat. Take her shopping. Come help her move furniture. Come help her with her car. And if you just met a woman and she's doing all this, you're not going to hit it. And don't think that whole damsel in distress thing is a way to play hard to get. Usually, when women do all that with a dude, they're fucking one dude, and that's their dick, their main dick, and then they got a dude who's their little handyman on the side. And she's not going to mess up the handyman game. She knows if she gives you some ass, you're going to stop fixing shit. You might stop buying shit. So if you already have a relationship with a woman where you're buying stuff and doing stuff and fixing stuff around her house and helping her move furniture, she's not going to jeopardize that relationship. So she's going to keep you into that, in that handyman zone. So be very wary of that scenario. Now, number four. The fourth way to tell if a woman is not going to let you hit it, if the woman continues to flake on you, and I've talked about women flaking on you in the past. You're dealing with a woman, y'all supposed to go out, and then at the last minute she hits you up, oh, I had something to do, I can't make it. Then you set up another date, at the last minute, oh, my mama just came to town, I gotta go pick my mama up. You set up another date, oh, my dog got ran over. I gotta call the pet cemetery for my dog. She has an excuse all the time for flaking on you. Not only is she not gonna give you that ass, she's not even showing basic respect. And she's just stringing you along just to give her attention. Because some guys might be listening like, okay, if a woman is not interested in having sex, why is she even corresponding with me? A lot of women will correspond with dudes just for the ego boost. They like the attention. They like the fact that a dude is wallowing up under them, waiting and biding his time in order to get some ass. That's an ego thing. That's a power thing where they can control a dumbass simp like that. Women get off on little stuff like that. Not all, but certain women do get off on stuff like that. Controlling dudes. Knowing, women know whether you want to hit it or not. Let's be very clear. Women can pick up on energy. They know whether you want to hit it or not. They know that you're sitting around looking like the simp of the year with those puppy dog eyes. They know what you want. They know what's behind them eyes. Thirst and a hard dick. They know. Now let's get to number five. The fifth reason, or the fifth way you can tell that a woman is not going to let you hit it. The woman doesn't remember things you told her about yourself. Now, some of you brothers who've done some simping, you know you've talked with a woman and you've been corresponding with her and you talk about yourself or you mention something about yourself and she keeps forgetting. Like, you out with her and you're like, hey, I just got a promotion at my job. She's like, really? What do you do? What do you mean what I do? I told you I work at IBM. I told you that four times. Oh, you know, I forgot. My mind is all over the place. If a woman has that kind of attitude, she ain't interested. If she keeps forgetting what you done told her and you done told her four or five times, she ain't interested. She's just along for the free meals, the free drinks, the attention. She ain't about to give up that ass. Now, number six. The sixth way to tell if a woman is not going to let you hit, if you're out with her and she starts talking about other dudes in a favorable manner. Not even favorable in an almost romantic manner. If she's talking about other dudes that she wants to get with or other dudes she finds hot or sexy, that's a sign that she ain't trying to get that ass up. And you got to watch out for that. Not only is that a sign she ain't going to give it up, that's almost, it's very disrespectful. That goes into some of the seven levels of disrespect. If you go back and listen to my old shows, and I talk about that in my book, The Elite Way, the seven levels of disrespect. But when a woman starts talking about another dude, that's a bad sign. Because if I'm out with a woman and we chilling, having dinner, and she busts out talking about, oh, I saw the Trey Songz video today. He looks so good. See, a lot of dudes would just let that slide. Me, I'd get right the fuck up from the table, wipe my mouth off with a napkin very politely, take a quick sip of water, wipe the crumbs off my lap, push my chair back, get up, and proceed to walk out the door without saying a word. Now, she'll sit there for about 20 minutes, and then she'll wonder, okay, where did he go? He must have put money in the meter. He must have went to the restroom. And then after she texts me, like, hey, what happened? The bill came, and you know, I'm still sitting here. I'll text her back. Wench, get Trey Songz to pay for your chicken and waffles. Deuces. That's how I'll get down. I don't play games like that. And neither should you. Don't allow that kind of disrespect. Now that brings us to number seven. Now number seven, the seventh way to tell if a woman is not going to let you hit it, if she's trying to talk up one of her friends to you. Now this is very deep. Because a lot of times when a woman, she might not be interested in a dude, but she likes the attention you're giving her. So she'll keep you around to give you that attention. And if you start talking to her friends, she might not like that. But if a woman is actually trying to pawn you off to her friend, saying stuff to you like, I got a friend named Carol that you will really, really like. My friend Carol has a job. She's a doctor. She has a car. She has a nice condo. She's trying to big up her friend. She ain't giving you that ass. So you might as well see what's popping with that friend. And hopefully the friend don't look like fucking Gabby Sidibe or some shit. Because that's another thing. They'll try to big up that friend and you go see that friend. And that friend is looking a beast. But when a female is trying to big up her friend to you, she's already with somebody. And she's just trying to play matchmaker. And the ass is not coming to you. Now, number eight. Now, if you try to get with a female and she avoids intimate settings, that's a clear sign that you ain't gonna get that ass. If you want to go out and every time you want to go out, you say, hey, let's go to a nice romantic restaurant. or let's go to a nice bar or a nice cafe, and she avoids that. She's like, oh, no. Let's meet up at the zoo. She wants to meet up at the most non-romantic place she can find. You're like, hey, Cam, let's go on a nice date. What do you want to do? Well, there's a nice pit bull fight happening down in Long Beach. We can go there. When they want to avoid any type of romantic setting, that ain't a good sign, dude. She ain't trying to get that up. And you better charge that to the game. That brings us to number 9. Now, you get up with a woman, and you meet up with her, and she dresses real homely. Every time you try to hook up with her, she got on sweatpants, and she got on a color purple scarf and all that shit, looking like Sealy. Most likely, she ain't trying to give it up. If you hook up with her and, you know, she ain't got no makeup on, I mean, she's just like extra super duper, extremely, not just casual, but I'm talking about homely. She ain't trying to doll it up for you at all, but when you see her out with her girlfriends, her ass is looking like Beyonce. She's glam the fuck up. She's looking like America's Next Top Model when she's out with her girls. But every time you hook up with her or see her, she don't give a damn about what she looks like around you. Most likely, you ain't getting that ass. She ain't even trying to put her best foot forward. So you don't want to get down like that. Now, last but not least, number 10. The 10th way to tell if a female is not going to let you hit it, players. If the female is just borderline gross around you. If the female is just borderline gross when she's with you, she has no couth. Everything she's saying and doing is almost... It's like rude and crass and gross, and there's no decorum about it. That's a red flag. Like, if you're supposed to go on a date with a woman and she shows up late and she walks in like, oh, I'm late, I'm so sorry, I just started my period and I had to go down to 7-Eleven to get me some tampons. Oh man, I'm sorry I'm late. You're like, ugh. And y'all try to order food, and you're like, what do you want? You know, I'm going to order food. What do you want? Oh, well, get me some yogurt because I got a yeast infection, and this yogurt is going to help me with my yeast. I'm like, ugh. She's not even trying to be sexy. She's just being crass. Like, give me some cranberry juice. I got a urinary tract infection. I need this cured. Give me some cranberry juice. I'm like, ugh. She's not even trying. That's the woman who ain't giving you that ass. She don't want to even remotely pretend to be romantic. She's all farting around you. Oh, man. Oh, these waffles. What they put in that? Oh, my God. Oh, ah. Oh, man. This. Oh, ow. Man, they put beans in my... Ugh, these beans are killing me. So you don't want to get down with a nasty-ass woman like that who ain't got no decorum about herself. She's halfway gross. When they're that gross and nasty and when you just met them. Because when you get comfortable with somebody, you've been with somebody for a few months or even a year or so, you know, women start farting and shitting around you. That's, you know, it is what it is. But when you first meet somebody and they're getting down like that, those are signals that they ain't giving you that ass. And you should take heed to those signals and move on. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen, and get my brand new button-down shirts, the Tariq Elite button-downs, high-quality shirts. They look real fly. That's at TariqElite.com. Get those today. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the movies Hidden Colors 1 and 2. Get my brand new pay-per-view special called Are We in a Post-Racial America? You can get that at TariqRadio.com. And don't forget, this Sunday, the brand new trailer... The first look trailer for Hidden Colors 3 this Sunday on Ustream. You can look at it live at TariqRadio.com. I'm out, family. Peace.